Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. The South Carolina primary is over. It is history. It was a decisive win for Donald Trump. Or was it? There are a number of commentators on the right and then in the center and on the left who are pointing out the way that President Trump's performance in South Carolina actually highlighted some of his vulnerability and difficulty and challenges in winning the election in November. What are those difficulties and challenges, and what about the upcoming primary? Another one tomorrow, believe it or not, and a big one, big major state. It's going to be a crucial state in determining who wins the election in November. That is the state of Michigan. Donald Trump carried Michigan in 2016. He lost it by a pretty comfortable margin in 2020. And this year, there is all kinds of influence of the Gaza war issue because of the big Arab-American population in Michigan. And meanwhile, Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, was on American news shows over the weekend talking about how Israel is close to finishing the war, and there is a major and very important piece that indicates not just that Israel is intent on winning the war, but by John Yoo, a frequent guest on this show, professor of law at University of California at Berkeley, talking about the laws of war and the laws regarding genocide that actually indicate that, according to John Yoo, what Israel is doing is perfectly appropriate, legal, and, in fact, conscionable. We will get to that. This despite the fact of a shocking protest in front of the Israeli embassy today, where an airman on active duty, a 25-year-old named Aaron Bushnell, burned himself to death while shouting, "Free Palestine, free Palestine, free Palestine." What does that mean, if anything? And what does it mean that there is now talk, and it was on national news shows, that the people at No Labels, who are looking for a presidential candidate, are looking seriously at Nikki Haley? She says she is not quitting the race, and in fact she raised $1 million additional on the night that she lost in South Carolina. We will get to that. There is also a plan that has been announced that Thursday President Biden is going to be visiting the border. So is President Trump. They're both visiting the border between Texas and Mexico. And what will the message be? We will see that right here on the Medved Show. Meanwhile, in terms of the other big vote that was taken, there was a vote that was taken about the vice presidential choice for President Trump, given the fact that he is moving closer and closer to actually winning the nomination. Winners, there was a tie at the CPAC convention, the Conservative Political Action Committee. The top three were actually something of a surprise. A lot of people have been centering their speculation for Trump's running mate on Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina, who was a very active surrogate campaigning for Trump in South Carolina, despite the fact that he had been appointed to his office in the U.S. Senate by Governor Nikki Haley. All of this is going on. And the three top winners in the straw poll, we will bring that to you as well. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. Donald Trump's divided GOP. Now, this on the morning after his most decisive election victory in the South Carolina primary, the final percentage appears to be 59% for Trump, 39% for Nikki Haley. So there's a 20-point gap. What it shows is that she didn't lose nearly as badly as some of the polls indicated she would. It was a 20-point margin. She commented about it, acknowledged that it was a disappointment. She said, look, 40%, which she came close to getting, 39%, isn't 50%, but it isn't insignificant either. And in the Wall Street Journal, their editorial under Donald Trump's divided GOP, the subheading they use is he wins big in South Carolina but won't beat Biden without Nikki Haley's voters. Mr. Trump's victory again proved that he clearly is the favorite of most GOP partisans, writes the Wall Street Journal. As the exit poll shows, he dominated with most party groups. His 20-point or so victory shows how much he dominates the GOP, even if his vote share did underperform what most polls had predicted. Democrats could vote in the GOP primary if few of them showed up to help Ms. Haley. They may be happy to see a beatable Mr. Trump as the GOP nominee. Yet Ms. Haley, writes the Wall Street Journal, won nearly 40% of the vote, which, as she said in remarks Saturday evening, is not some tiny group. That's especially true running against a quasi-incumbent who was endorsed by nearly every GOP official in the state. None of them want to risk getting a primary challenge if they fail to bend the knee to Mr. Trump. Yet, as in New Hampshire, the size of her vote shows that millions in the party don't want Mr. Trump back in the White House. And that becomes especially true, according to recent polling, if President Trump is convicted in any of his ongoing, definitively convicted, for felony cases that he is obligated to deal with. That's aside from finding the money to pay the $500 million he has to pay in fines to the state of New York and to E. Jean Carroll and the rest of it. A Fox News voter analysis found that 59% of Ms. Haley's voters say they will not vote for Donald Trump if he is the GOP nominee. That's a majority. And the exit poll showed that 36% of South Carolina primary voters said a conviction in one of his criminal trials would make him unfit to be president. Even if most of those voters hold their noses and vote for Mr. Trump in a race against Mr. Biden, the question is, how many stay home, vote for a third party, or go over to Mr. Biden? Even a 10% defection could be decisive. They write, the Trump campaign blames Ms. Haley for dividing the party by staying in the race. Yet they also claim to be looking past her to November. But if they are really focused on the autumn, they ought to be working to unite the party and draw her voters back into the fold. So how precisely does President Trump do that? Well, I think he went part of the way last night. It was certainly a much more wound-binding victory speech, though he didn't mention Nikki Haley and commend her on a strong race. He could have done that. What more is going on, and what about the idea of the legality of the war in Gaza? We will get to all of that coming up on the Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the day after the South Carolina primary, well, it's 2 days after the primary was on Saturday, but the whole world is still reacting to it. Remember, the South Carolina primary in 2020 was the decisive battle that won Joe Biden his nomination. That's why he changed the whole schedule for the Democratic party nomination process to make South Carolina first instead of New Hampshire or Iowa, where Biden had performed badly. In any event, concerning the primary win with 59% of the vote for Donald Trump yesterday, the Wall Street Journal in an editorial writes, "There's no denying that Nikki Haley faces an uphill battle in a party in which Mr. Trump and his allies have become the establishment." Well, sure they are. I mean, look, his daughter-in-law is going to be co-chair of the Republican Party. It's just official now about Ronna McDaniel leaving her position as chair of the Republican Party and putting in two close associates, including his daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, of President Trump. There's no denying that Ms. Haley faces an uphill battle in a party in which Mr. Trump and his allies have become the establishment. It's long past time to retire the media trope that Donald Trump is some insurgent against the establishment. When you've been president and maybe the three-time nominee, yeah, that's right, 2016, 2020, and 2024. "You're as establishment as it gets," writes the Journal. Ms. Haley is telling voters she can be the alternative as a uniter that millions of them seem to want. It's a message worth staying in the race for, as is the case for not abandoning Ukraine, Israel, or Taiwan. She is also staking out a claim to be the candidate in 2028 who could say she warned Republicans, if Mr. Trump loses this year, if Mr. Trump can't win over more of her voters, he could make Ms. Haley a prophet. And then there is a new Haley ad that was just put out there. And it's an ad what she said in her very measured, very determined concession speech last night about losing the South Carolina primary but getting some 40% of the vote. Listen.
"Today in South Carolina, we're getting around 40% of the vote. That's about what we got in New Hampshire, too. I'm an accountant. I know 40% is not 50%, but I also know 40% is not some tiny group. There are huge numbers of voters in our Republican primaries who are saying they want an alternative. I said earlier this week that no matter what happens in South Carolina, I would continue to run for president. I'm a woman of my word. I'm not giving up this fight when a majority of Americans disapprove of both Donald Trump and Joe Biden. South Carolina has spoken. We're the fourth state to do so. In the next 10 days, another 21 states and territories will speak. They have the right to a real choice. Not a Soviet-style election with only one candidate. And I have a duty to give them that choice. Onward!
Okay, if she is deeply depressed and deflated and broken up over her loss in South Carolina, it doesn't sound that way. And again, as they reported in small contributions from around the country, she did get in $1 million in new donations to her campaign. And this coming despite the fact that the Koch organization from the Brothers Koch, the Americans for Prosperity, which had been supporting Nikki Haley, they announced that they were going to be dropping their active support for the Haley campaign. George Will has a piece in the Washington Post and around the world, despite anticipation of a Trump nomination, Super Tuesday demands to be heard. That's coming up March 5th, so we're talking about very soon. There's also a piece in Raw Story by a commentator named Tom Boggioni, the headline, "Bad News for Trump, Despite South Carolina Primary Win." According to analysts from both Politico and the Wall Street Journal, writes Tom Baglioni. The fact that Trump lost close to 40% of the vote is a red flag that he still has not convinced a substantial number of conservative voters to back his bid, despite being an overwhelming favorite to be on the ballot in November. According to Politico, there is one big warning sign for Trump, with analysts pointing to the 40% that failed to fall in line with the Republican frontrunner. That number itself isn't a problem in a primary, but it includes some serious reasons for concern in the general election, the report in Politico states. Trump lost moderate and liberal voters to Haley by a wide margin, according to exit polls. And according to AP VoteCast, a bit over one in five GOP primary voters said they would not vote for Trump in November if he becomes the party's nominee. The clearest illustration of this dynamic came in the city of Charleston, where Haley racked up more than 80% of the vote in some precincts, the report added. Appearing on CNN on Sunday morning with host Victor Blackwell, who stated there was bad news for Trump in the results, the Lucy of the Wall Street Journal, Catherine Lucy, agreed that the former president has some work to do and that it may be an impossible task. Quote, I think this is a really interesting thing to think about when you look at the general, and if you assume that Trump is obviously the likely general election candidate for Republicans. But Haley is picking up a lot of support still. I think one area to look at in particular, she said, is her appeal to moderate and suburban women who, as we know, can be a key voting bloc in deciding a general election. She said that what she's doing right now in South Carolina and what is going on what she continues to do on Super Tuesday states is reminding those voters of what they don't like about Donald. And then there's yet another piece, and it's a piece by David McAfee, also in Raw Story. And talks about some of the problems with people resisting the appointment of Trump's daughter-in-law as co-chair of the Republican Party. Why? It has to do with legal bills. We will get to that and to more, some sections from President Trump's victory speech, which was effective, I thought, more effective than his previous victory speeches. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Joe Biden calling a meeting with the top four congressional leaders at the White House on Tuesday to push them on passing an emergency aid package for Ukraine and Israel, as well as stop a government shutdown next month. The president hoping to discuss the urgency of passing the aid package, as well as the legislation to keep the government operating at least through the end of September. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in an interview with CNN, said he did ask President Biden to help him and help the Ukrainian people, saying, please have one meeting with each other, Democrats and Republicans, and please, can you have a deal? AT&T says it will give customers affected by last week's cell phone outage a $5 credit on their account for the several hours that they were without service. Corey Myers, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Michael Medved Show, there is some other good news, and I think it's no one can look at this news and not say that this is positive. Finally, Hungary released its objection, has gone along with the admission of Sweden into NATO. So Sweden is clear now to become the 32nd NATO nation. This appears at the same time that NATO, despite the negativity of some voices in the Republican Party, including President Trump, who is no fan of NATO, has talked in the past about the U.S. pulling out of NATO or not honoring its Article 5 commitments to defend its fellow NATO nations. Despite that, NATO is, according to a report in the Wall Street Journal, absolutely prospering. Certainly the addition of Sweden, which is just on the edge of being a major power. I didn't know this until I was looking up what this new membership in NATO for Sweden, joining Finland as the 31st and 32nd nations that are part of this alliance, that Sweden produces outstanding jet fighter aircraft and is partially, as part of this deal, now providing those aircraft to one of its new NATO partners, Hungary. We will get to that story. First up, President Trump wasn't talking about NATO. He was talking about, well, himself and his own campaign and his enhanced likelihood of winning the Republican nomination after his comfortable victory by some 20 points on a Saturday in South Carolina. This is what the victory speech, clip 26, sounded like on Saturday night.
An even bigger win than we anticipated, and I was just informed that we got double the number of votes that has ever been received in the great state of South Carolina. So that's pretty good. So it's a record times two, and There's something going on in the country. Some really great things are going on. You look outside and you see all of the horror. You see millions and millions of people coming across the border illegally. We don't know where they come from. They come from jails. They come from prisons. They come from all sorts of places that we don't want to know. They come from mental institutions and insane asylums. And we don't want that in our country. We're not going to stand for it. We're not going to stand for it. You have terrorists coming in. You have people coming in that we just can't, we can't do this. No country could sustain what's happening to the United States of America. No country. So we're going to straighten things out. The border is the worst it's ever been.
Okay, the idea that most of the people who are coming over are criminals and from mental institutions and a part of organized Chinese insurgent teams that are going to be fighting against the United States. This, as even voices on Fox News were eager to point out, it's just not true. And again, most of the new crop of border crossers, who I agree, we definitely need to impose order at the border. We need more enforcement of border rules. We need to prevent people whose asylum applications have not been processed or even touched from just coming into the United States and then disappearing into our country. All of that is true and valid, but President Trump has a tendency to overstatement. Of course, this is what he did at his very first when he came down the golden escalator and he launched his campaign in 2016. He was talking about their rapists, their drug dealers, and again, this is a slander that is really applied to some very desperate and unhappy people, some of whom who are leaving communist Marxist Venezuela are leaving those places because they are opposed to communism and Marxism and to evil, corrupt governments like the Maduro regime in Venezuela. President Trump also talked about how the country would change, he believes, once he is president again. This is clip 27.
Our country is going to be respected again, respected like never before. So this is a fantastic evening. It's an early evening and a fantastic. So you can all go down and you can celebrate for about 15 minutes and we have to get back to work because the big day... The big day, you know, Michigan's coming up. We're doing great. The auto workers are going to be with us 100% because they got sold out by this country. But Michigan's up, and we're going to have a tremendous success there. And then we have a thing called Super Tuesday, and I think we're leading 91-7 overall. I just wish we could do it quicker. 9 months is a long time. I just wish we could do it quicker, Mr. Governor. I wish we... Is there anything you can do with your vast powers to make that... You know, in certain countries, you're allowed to call your election date. If I had the right to do it, I'd do it tomorrow. I'd say, we're having an election tomorrow.
Okay. At one point on Saturday night, the Fox host Neil Cavuto cut into the Trump rally to torpedo what he considered a laundry list of false claims. Listen, it's quite remarkable. Clip 7.
But then we went to Nevada.
All right, we're continuing monitoring of the president's remarks, and I mean no offense to him, or some of you might want to continue hearing, but I did have to say that even though the former president is entitled to his opinion, he's not entitled to his own set of facts. The market has indeed been going up, but having nothing to do with him and everything to do with this aggressive cut in interest rates or just a hiking in interest rates and stabilized inflation and, of course, the whole artificial intelligence phenomenon that has benefited NVIDIA and a host of companies that are making money hand over fist. So that whether you want to give Biden credit for that, has nothing to do with Donald Trump. Furthermore, he mentioned about gas prices out of whack, $6 a gallon. The national average right now is $3.26 a gallon. He went on to talk about the 2020 election and how that was rigged. This has been adjudicated many, many times, dozens of times. It's been investigated by everyone and his uncle. No fewer than 44 investigations launched, some of them by judges that were picked by Donald Trump himself, that found no evidence of that in the seven battleground states where most of them were focused. Donald Trump lost each and every one of those states.
Okay. This is remarkable. Now, why would you think they would be mentioning this on Fox News? Well, maybe paying $785 million in damages for knowingly reporting things that you had reason to believe were not accurate. Maybe they're trying to learn something from that. There is more from Nikki Haley, and also the announcement today, which is shaking up the American political news business, which has to do with the possibility of Nikki Haley making common cause with No Labels. One of the chiefs of No Labels, his name is Joe Cunningham. He's from South Carolina. He did an interview, yes, on Fox News, on Fox and Friends Sunday, after Haley's primary defeat, and talked about what could be a history-making effort on her part as an independent candidate for president. After all, she did very well among independent voters. We will get to that and to more coming up on the MedVet Show. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, one of the voting analysis pieces that appeared after the primary in South Carolina was asking the voter share who identified as independent and then talked about who they chose. In other words, people who said, no, I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat, I'm an independent voter. And that, it turned out, was a significant number of people in South Carolina, and they voted 62% for Nikki Haley and 33% for Donald Trump. And of those 62% who voted for Nikki Haley, did at least 20% of those said that they would never vote for Trump. Even if he were the nominee for the Republican Party. It's one of the problems that he will encounter in his campaign in the fall against Joe Biden. As weak as Joe Biden is, as many problems as he has, one of the things that has been happening, and it's sort of been happening behind the curtain, but very clearly, has been the falling apart of the effort to launch an impeachment of Joe Biden before the November election, bring impeachment up in the House of Representatives, to vote on in the House of Representatives, and then to send it off to the Senate, where, of course, it has zero, absolute zero chance of winning, because right now we have 51 Democratic senators, and you would need to get some 16 more, even assuming that all the Republicans vote to remove Biden from office. They won't. You would still need to get a big chunk of Democratic senators to impeach him. And it's not going to happen because, among other things, of the indictments, the arrest, there are now two arrests of Alexander Smirnoff, who was considered one of the top witnesses, who now has apparently admitted that some of the smears that he was using against Joe Biden, claiming that he was benefiting from money from Burisma, that it was going to Biden personally, not just to his son Hunter, he has admitted that that information he got from Russian intelligence. Yeah. Does it sound a little bit like some of the stuff that people brought up back during Trump's first impeachment? Russia does not play a constructive role in U.S. elections. Can we agree on that? Meanwhile, there is this, speaking about a constructive role in U.S. elections. The Daily Wire is reporting that no labels would definitely be interested in Nikki Haley for a third-party run for the presidency, a leader of the group said yesterday. His name is Joe Cunningham. He's the national director of No Labels and a former Democratic congressman from South Carolina. He entertained the idea during an interview on Fox and Friends on Sunday after Haley faced another primary defeat to President Donald Trump, but refused to drop out. Hats off to her for staying in and sticking with it, Joe Cunningham added. But we're looking for great quality people, folks that have broad appeal to independents, Democrats, Republicans, and yes, I mean, Nikki Haley is somebody we'd definitely be interested in. No Labels is an organization touting an insurance project in the form of a unity ticket. And the unity ticket meant that if they took Nikki Haley as their candidate for president, they would have to take a Democrat as their candidate for vice president, and the likely Democrat would be Dean Phillips, who is the congressman who is leaving his post in Minnesota, and a moderate Democratic congressman, and a wealthy guy who could throw in a lot of money into his own campaign if he were the candidate for vice president. That would be a prospect of a Haley-Phillips ticket. Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, had been speculated to be mulling a potential run with No Labels, but he announced earlier this morning that he would not campaign for the White House this year. Representative Dean Phillips, Democrat in Minnesota, a long-shot candidate for the Democratic Party's nomination, has expressed openness to joining the ticket as Haley's running mate. And Haley said, I'm not giving up this fight when a majority of Americans disapprove of both Donald Trump and Joe Biden. South Carolina has spoken. We're the fourth state to do so. In the next 10 days, another 21 states and territories will speak. And they have the right to a real choice, not a Soviet-style election with only one candidate. And I have a duty to give them that choice. With the completion of contests in Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, the Virgin Islands, and South Carolina, Trump has 107 delegates of the 1,215 he needs to win the nomination. So, yes, it's still early, but all the momentum seems to be on Trump's side. Nikki Haley, in her speech on Saturday night, reacting to the South Carolina primary, the state she once served as governor for 6 years. Here is what Nikki Haley had to say, clip 25.
I said earlier this week that no matter what happens in South Carolina, I would continue to run for president. I'm a woman of my word.
And Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire, who has been a very strong supporter of Nikki Haley, he was on CNN, and he did this interview right before the South Carolina primary, so he didn't know what the outcome was going to be, but this was his perspective, clip 17.
I think she's going to close that gap. I think the difference between Nikki Haley and Donald Trump right now is she has got a very strong ground game. So South Carolina typically has a very low voter turnout. So she's has Americans for Prosperity and other conservative groups knocking on those doors and bringing those additional voters out, and those are likely going to be Nikki Haley voters.
You can see she can't win in South Carolina.
Oh, no, she could win. Oh, I mean, look, it's politics. Anything is possible. I mean, she's really played this for the 18 states of South Carolina, Michigan, and the Super Tuesday states. And she's already done, a $7 million ad buy in those Super Tuesday states. She's got resources. She's simply making sure that the Republican Party has a choice. It's not done by party elites. It's done by the voters. And taking that to at least 20-plus states in these early ones, trying to win some of those Super Tuesday states is going to be important for her. But by no means, I mean, regardless of whether it's a one-point differential or a 50-point differential in South Carolina, it's really about the next 18 states as a whole.
And we will see what happens in those next 18 states. Frankly, Nikki Haley doesn't have to win the majority of those 18 states. She does have to win somewhere, because that becomes the question, and it's a question people are asking on the news and everywhere else, is, okay, You've been running and making a determined race. Where is it exactly you're going to win? Coming up, there's also a different form of winning. It's called winning the vice presidency, and this is not a decision that is going to be made by voters in many different states. It's a decision that will be made by one individual. One individual. And that individual is most likely going to be Donald J. Trump. I wrote a column for Substack. It's brand new on Substack right now. I think it's very much worth everybody looking at. You can go to michaelmedved.substack.com. The column is entitled A Lesson from Pence, Why Tim Scott Makes Sense as Trump's Running Mate. And probably makes too much sense for the people who attended CPAC, who did not, but when they voted for who they hoped Trump would choose for vice president, they didn't give the victory to Tim Scott, who it seems to me is a fairly obvious and constructive choice, but they gave the top place to a tie vote. And then to other people who I think would be more troublesome than Tim Scott. What do I mean by saying a lesson from Pence? Mike Pence was a very effective vice president. He did a good job for President Trump. He helped him win the election of 2016. And right until the very end of the Trump administration, when he could not accept the fact that he had actually lost legitimately the election, they worked well together. So why the indications that Tim Scott would follow that example? We will get to that and much more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.